Kingston Health Sciences Center has received $1.8 million in new funding from Ontario Health to expand services at its detoxification center. KHSC's Detox Center is the only publicly funded withdrawal management site between Ottawa and Oshawa, a crucial lifeline for people across eastern Ontario seeking recovery. Without it, many individuals would be left facing risky withdrawal at home, long wait times, or long-distance travel for support. The center currently operates as a Level 2 medically supported model. With this new investment, it will transition to a Level 3 detoxification site, offering 24-hour medical services. The funding will support several major enhancements, including 4 new medical support beds, 24/7 registered practical nurse coverage for continuous clinical oversight, a new nurse practitioner position for weekend coverage, and reclassification of all 22 existing beds as observation beds, allowing the center to fully operate them as intake-ready beds. KHSC's Executive Vice President of Patient Care and Chief Nursing Executive, Jason Hahn, spoke with CFRC about what this expansion means for addiction care across the region.
We now will have 24-hour medical management on site. So with this, we will be having registered practical nurses 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, as well as nurse practitioner support on the weekends, which is a great addition. So patients can present to the detoxification center, and it's voluntary presentation to the detoxification center for safely managed detoxification from alcohol or drugs. What this will provide is that we can medically monitor our patients. We can manage them through medications, through assessments. And when patients are detoxifying from alcohol or drugs, symptoms can be everything from, fever, chills. You can be quite anxious, restless, and agitated up to and including delirium. And in some cases, you can have increased heart rate and cardiac symptoms. And what we're seeing is there's a lot more toxic drugs out there. And as a result, the withdrawal symptoms are much, much more severe. So this will really help us manage them medically. And what it really will help is, when they enter our detoxification center, they can stay with us. Prior to that, they would have to, if we were not able to manage them there, medically manage them at the detoxification center, they would either have to go to our emergency department at the KGH site to be managed, up to including an inpatient mission to one of our inpatient beds, say a medicine bed at KGH site, or to our mental health and addictions inpatient units. So really providing safe, trauma-informed addiction care and management at the detox center. And as a result of the funding, our goal is to increase the number of patients that we're going to care for in a year by 20%. And we care for about 760 patients now on an annual basis.
This upgrade comes at a critical time. The local drug supply is becoming increasingly toxic, and more clients are arriving at the hospital sicker and with more medical complications than ever before. Overall, KHSC says the enhanced services will help more people withdraw safely, reduce pressure on hospitals, and strengthen the region's addiction care system.
As a result of going from a level 2 to a level 3 now with medical management 24/7, so we built capacity. We have regulated healthcare professionals that'll be on site 24/7. So we're able to provide the care for the patients that present there. So if, for example, in our current model, we could have a patient that's detoxifying and we're caring for them, but we're not able to medically manage them. So, for example, they develop increased heart rate, they become quite agitated or delirious. We would have to transfer them to the emergency department at KGH. That would include plus or minus an admission to an inpatient unit. So, if you think about that, you provide the care and we're able to improve access. So if you think about it being a voluntary detoxification center, so, patients walk up to the door. I mean, we always request if they call ahead just to make sure, but, you could walk up and knock on the door, and we're able to accept them. And at times now we're saying we don't have capacity and we're not able to manage you, but, please go to the emergency department for care. So if you think about just, providing care and compassionate care for the patients that are struggling with addiction, and addiction is a health issue. Patients and individuals with addictions to whether alcohol or drugs deserve compassionate, quality medical care.
KHSC hopes these changes will make it easier and safer for people to take that first, often hardest step toward recovery. To learn more about Kingston's Detoxification Center, located at 240 Brock Street, visit the KHSC website. For CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, this has been Christina Laurie.